Let's talk about Google's missing feature. What HP thinks about you working virtually and this thing Xbox is up to. All about tech and all about working from home today. Let's chat. Today, I want to go through a few different articles in our news tech time here, and then I want to touch on just something that I think we should think about. And again, I'm trying, as I get better at getting these news articles together and I make this a regular thing of the podcast, my goal is to make sure that the theme is on track. So again, I have a few what seem like random things to all make a point. Okay, so the first story we're going to start off with is Xbox. Now, Xbox has their latest thing out, Xbox Series X. PS5, of course, is out as well. Now, you have to be a huge gamer to appreciate this, but understand that these things are in high demand. Now, Xbox is launching a new product, and it's going to be coming soon if it's not already out, and it's called the Xbox Fridge. Now, I thought it was a meme. I thought it was a joke. I didn't think it was real, but apparently they are making a mini fridge that is similar to the Xbox. So the next time you go visit somebody's house and their kid has an Xbox Series X out, you may want to question whether it's an Xbox or just simply there's a nice cold drink inside. Now, I say this all to say that it's just another cool way to have your home office space. If you have a home office space, if you're like me, I do enjoy video games. I don't do it as much as I used to when I was a kid, obviously, but it is a big part of my life in terms of my interest. And so I would love to have an Xbox mini fridge. I wish it was a little bit bigger than what it looks like. But if that's what you're into, and again, you want to add something cool to your space at home, if you're going to be working there extensively, then consider it. The next piece of news is a missing feature from Google that I didn't even know was missing. Now, Google has a bunch of different products, and if you're not aware, they have a messaging product as well. They have a chat feature. Their chat feature was actually, up until this next upgrade, missing a set to unread function, which I didn't know was a missing thing. And again, that doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but in terms of us being able to track and keep track of the things that need to be done and the messages we need to read, take action on, that's actually a big feature. But that's going to be coming up next in their next upgrade. So again, if you've been considering thinking about Google products, and if that was a big turnoff for you for the fact they didn't have an unread function, then you may want to check it out. Now, I say that because they are making this whole move. They made the transition to Workspace just from Google Suite to help appease this fact that more people going to be working virtually, more people going to be working from home, more people will be working, like they're going to be doing this hybrid environment of being out at their workplace and then being at home as well. And so companies may want alternatives to the Microsoft suite, to the Salesforces of the world, to that they may need an alternative, and they may want to stick inside of the Google atmosphere in terms of setting up their workplace. And so this is just another attempt for Google to say, hey, I need to get my stuff together and get this stuff fixed. So that's the Google news. Okay. Next piece of news is HP has actually taken some time to, again, they're saying that they're going to fix some of your hybrid work at home problems, right? So they're actually taking some time, put some things in place, and they think they can make your hybrid workspace better. Again, I've worked in a space where we use the Microsoft suite. It's not amazing, right? There's some things I would love to fix about it. And they want HP actually want to take some time to make conference calls better. And so again, seeing this move to recognize that this home space thing is like gonna be the thing is the key topic here. Now that brings me to my key piece that I want y'all to think about. And it kind of brings us into the broader discussion when we talk about working from home and making sure that your life has automation, has systems in place for it. Now, too often do we focus on these as entrepreneurs, small business owners, side hustlers. We look at the business system side. So websites, funnels, email, automation, all that stuff. There's not a lot of time spent on systemizing our own life. It could be as simple as doing some automating in your phone. It could be as simple as setting up your computer in a way where it's less distracting. It could be setting up your workspace to be smarter. So that way it interacts with you. This is important. We're going to be in a space and a time where, so when you go to work, and here's the thing, when you go to work, whether you work in retail, and if you work in retail, this is definitely a thing, but when you go to a corporate environment, companies, good companies are very intentional about the setup of a space. They make sure that the desks are a certain size. They make sure that the workspaces are set up so that way people can collaborate effectively. Obviously, they have certain safety standards and things they have to meet. If you work in a restaurant space, the kitchen is set up in a certain way so that way your chef doesn't have to go but so far to get certain ingredients. It's systemized. It's set up in a way it's optimized for efficiency, focus, and just freedom to do their job well. And so working at home, we never really set up our personal spaces to be efficiency centers. We set them up just as personal spaces. They'd be cool. Maybe they're neat and organized. And you tried to make it work, but it was made in the context that you just be working from home or just doing some side project after work, not it being your full all day thing. So now where you are in a space where maybe you're still working your side thing and you're working from home, or again, now you may have had a brick and mortar space and now you don't. You now have to kind of rethink how you put together that space. That way it is permanently, like long term, going to fit and make you efficient at what you do, how you work, how you hustle, you have to make sure it fits now. So you have to take some time to re-examine the system that you use at home to run your business, to run your career, to do your job, to go by your day to day. And how can your space interact with you? So with that idea in mind, here would be my suggestion. Take some time and look at your space. Look at your day-to-day life. What things can you automate? What things can you include tech? What things can you include systems? Maybe it's not a mini fridge from Xbox. But maybe it's taking a look at the Google Suite and seeing, hey, I've not maximized this thing. There's more than just this Gmail feature. These are other things that can make my life easier. Maybe it's taking another look at your phone and saying, hey, how can I use the automations function on here to make things cooler? If it's just doing things on your computer, maybe there's some other time-saving things, getting news, clearing notifications, clearing things from your home screen, like little automations, little things you can do to just make things smoother. Now, make sure that you check us out over on YouTube. If you're not yet, we are building out a how-to library, how to do some of these cool things that we talk about here. So make sure you check that out now. And even as I record this, I'm going through the process of trying to reach inbox zero and putting some systems in place to keep me there. So make sure you stay posted for that. But if there's anything that you want to see and learn in terms of automating your life and your systems in your business and beyond your business and into your career, please let me know. Shoot us a message. Send us an email at support@automationmastery.net. If you like this episode, make sure you share this with a friend, a family member, and a foe, because they need this information too. I appreciate you and, of course, all that you do. And as usual, treat each day as a building block to a better future. Peace.